On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I have a very important message for you.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I can't believe it. Is it true? Can it be? Are you serious? You gotta be kidding me. Really? Seriously? Special show today. It's the sex show. Oh my God. Every 40 years, I do a sex show. This is that day. Hey guys, hey girls, welcome to my sex show. Gonna get down, gonna get funky, gonna get funky, gonna get down, funky, funky, funky. Life been treating you kind of weird lately. 9-to-5 job kind of thing. And eating the same food every day. Having a bologna and cheese for lunch every weekday. Coffee break. Same people around you. The same old stuff. Sitting in the same old traffic. Taking the same old route to work. Getting home. Watching the same old TV shows. Getting in the same old bed. Doing the same old thing. Reading the same old book, going to the same old bathroom. I got news for you today. Things are going to change. Is it me, or are things really hot, and at the same time, very cool? My guest on today's program is Dennis Hoff. He's going to be with us in about a minute and a half. Dennis Hoff is a pimp. His self-proclaimed pimp. He's written a book called The Art of the Pimp, A Love Story. Oh. He calls himself the P.T. Barnum of Booty. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So here's the deal, kids. This guy named Dennis Hoff is like the Larry Flint of prostitution. He's like the Hugh Hefner of his bunny ranch. He calls his places bunny ranches. Not that he raises bunnies. Oh, no, 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 no. But I guess that bunnies do the F thing a lot, you know? Like, I never see bunnies actually fornicating. I just see them eating carrots and dropping pellets. But hey, maybe that's just me. Apparently, that's what they do. So Dennis Hoff found some counties in Nevada where prostitution is actually still legal. And he opened up the Bunny Ranch, and he solicited girls from around the country, and I believe around the world, who, if they wanted to make some extra money doing legalized prostitution in the United States, he started what was called the Bunny Ranch. It became very popular over the decades. Movie stars, sports legends, politicians, celebrities, and people like you and me, mostly rich people, show up at this place for legal prostitution. You go there, you choose a girl, you spend some time with her, and then you do the with her, and you leave when you want to. There have been many celebrities that go. Apparently, according to Dennis Hoff, politicians go. They are not to be named. They are not to be exposed because that's part of the deal. You keep it very quiet and very private. What goes to the Bunny Ranch stays in the Bunny Ranch. But apparently there are lines of celebrities and famous people that go here anonymously. Some of them not so anonymously. Bob Zamuda, Andy Kaufman, Ron Jeremy were frequent visitors, as well as many others that I guess we'd be shocked if we found out they went there. And that opened up a discussion. And we're going to speak to Dennis Hoff and his present girlfriend, Chrissy Summers, also will be doing the interview with us. It's his girlfriend. I believe Dennis Hoff is around 50, 60 years old, perhaps even a little bit older than that. And his girlfriend, Chrissy, is going through college right now. She's like in her 20s. But they're doing the and I don't know. That's what he does. Girls, if you want to make some extra bucks trying to get through school and you're looking good, I guess Dennis Hoff would be interested in you working at the Bunny Ranch doing the Yeah. Apparently it's very, very clean, very organized, very respectful, very up and up. I don't know how far up you can go or how far you can get down, but that's what they do. And as you know, there are some countries on this globe where prostitution is, I guess you could call it legal, but it's not frowned upon. And there are many countries where sex is considered to be the thing to do. Some countries are repressed, other countries are not. Usually the more religious you get, the more repressed you get. And repressed is a weird word because it's hard to spell. There's a lot of vowels and letters and stuff in it. But it's an attitude, man. Hey, you know what my attitude is about? I mean, some people like a lot of sex, some people don't. Whatever, you know, whatever. I mean, it's, you know, life is short. Enjoy. And then you get to the, you know, the questions of morality, you know, like if you're with somebody and you flirt, is that sex? It's get into all these conversations that I'm not going to get into because I'm not an expert in this whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. My opinion is, did you ask my opinion, by the way? I thought I heard you ask my, what's your opinion, Ron? Oh, I thought I heard somebody ask me. I see nothing wrong with prostitution personally. If you're totally single, you have no commitment to another person, and you're willing to understand that you're paying for this, and if it's clean and medicinal, and nobody's going to get any diseases, and everybody's going to do it in a protected manner, I see absolutely nothing wrong with it. If your religion allows you to do something like this, of course, that's your belief system, whatever. Some religions find people that engage in prostitution to be horrible people that shall burn in hell within 10 minutes. Whatever. I'm just saying that as a thing, as an activity, I see nothing wrong with it. I know a guy, used to know a guy, who was in his 60s, and he had never before had sex with anybody. It's a guy, so he never had sex with a female, never had sex with a guy. I mean, let's like complete the entire cycle here. He's never had sex with another person, nor a goat or an animal. He's never had sex with another entity. I'm sure, and I don't know because I didn't quiz him, I'm sure he's, as Michael Jackson says, he beat it. I mean, I'm sure he did. I don't know how you can't. Unless you're a dinosaur and your arms don't reach far enough. Otherwise, I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. But not having the experience with another warm body, because a dead body, I think, is kind of disgusting. But with another warm body, I think it's criminal to go through a lifetime and not experience that. And again, religion aside, some of you I know, Ron, don't even go there. Okay, put the religion aside for a second. I think it would be cruel for someone to go through their lives and never experience having sex with another human being. The goat thing and the sheep thing, not into it. Don't even want to go there. I don't even understand the whole thing. Anyway, I'll admit this, man. I and a series of other people offered to help finance a one-time situation where this guy could have sex just once in his life. He never had it before in his 60s and probably wasn't going to. And we all thought, in a very serious, caring manner, that, I mean, that would be wonderful for this guy. We lost touch, never happened, that kind of thing, but I see nothing wrong with that. I certainly, in that guy's situation, I see nothing wrong with it. I see nothing wrong with it if you're, again, if you're totally single and totally unattached. I see nothing wrong in it. As long as you understand that you're taking your money and you're paying for that, don't feel like there's a connection or anything. You're making a purchase here. You're in a store. You're trading money for a product. And if the girl's happy with that and the guy's happy with that, I don't see any problem. If a guy wants to have a companion and pay for her companionship, I see nothing wrong with that as long as the guy understands that's what you're doing and the girl understands. I don't know. I think consensual things that don't hurt other people are really just fine. I really do. And if you do it in the privacy of your home or in a private location, it's totally fine. My opinion only, certainly. Dennis Hoff, who runs the Bunny Ranch, actually he runs more than one location. I believe there's 7 locations or 5 locations in Nevada where he can legally do this. There are opulent ranches, and there are girls all over the place and bars and swimming pools. It's pretty much, here's the best way to describe it. It's the Playboy Mansion where you go there for sex specifically. I'm sure there's sex at the Playboy Mansion, but as that's in California, you can't do it for that purpose. Dennis Hoff's location, the Bunny Ranch, is specifically for that, advertised for it. It is to have sex. Heidi Floss was a very good friend of Dennis Hoff, still is, I assume. And you can see the connection there. So today, ladies and gentlemen, it's your sex show. And we're going to speak to a Dennis Hoff coming up rather shortly and his quote-unquote girlfriend, Chrissy Summers, who's making it through college financially, making it through college. I have a friend, Mark Schipetta. He's a private investigator. And I kid him about this all the time because private investigators in the black and white movies that you see on television in the movie theaters, they're done up that the private investigator, the detective, is a very sexy kind of job. And it's no more sexy than being a marshmallow engineer at the fluff factory. I mean, anything can be sexy, certainly. But for some reason, there's this certain kind of feeling to being a private detective. And I kid him when he's on the show every once in a while, because a private detective is a job. It's exciting. It's different. You never know what's going to happen any given day, granted. But that kind of feeds into this persona of the private dick. And raise your hand if you have a private dick. Yeah, look at that. Look at all the hands go up. So I kid him about it, and I kid about his job, and I kid about what happens on a daily basis in his job, as I picture Mark sitting in an office in an old dilapidated building, which he actually did have an office like that at first, as I understand. I visited his office before. It looks like that, actually, or it did. So here's what I picture his life to be like, working in his, at his desk in his tiny little office. The rain coming down. There I sit at my desk, papers piled high. The sound of the rain pattering on my window, making strange designs on the carpet below. And I sit there, and I'm thinking about life. I'm thinking about the people that have come into my life. I reach over, pick up a long, slender cigarette, one that's been sitting there for years, but alluring me, beckoning me. I take the cigarette. I open my mouth, my lips part. I throw that sucker right between them. And with a stretch of the other hand, I see a silver platinum lighter sitting on the desk. I grab it with my other hand, and with a flick of my bunion-filled index finger, a flame comes out of that device. The flame and the end of my butt meet in harmony. I draw back. The smoke engulfs my throat, rings around my lungs, and in a very sweet and silky fashion, exits my mouth in a billow of smoke. The smoke almost creates the figure of a woman, a sexy woman, a woman with legs, a woman with large bazooms. And suddenly, I see a shadow. Over my door, there's a transom, a second window, where I can see out into the hallway, which is dimly lit, silhouettes all over the place. I see a shadow. It develops into the figure of a woman. I hear a rapping on the door, a tight, very distinct rapping on the door. Rather than get up and waste my muscle strength as I inhale the smoke from my sexy cigarette, I mutter the words, "Come in. It's open." Slowly the door moves, inch by inch, swinging in a swinging inch by inch fashion. And there, standing in the doorway, is a silhouette and the figure of a woman. Sexy, beautiful, dark. My eyes start at the bottom near the floor, where I see heels, stilettos that could put a guy's eye out at 50 feet, and the calves of a smooth, silky calf. I'm working my way up, knees that could kill with one bend and one flex of motion. A crotch that I've never seen before. Should be the cover of Crotch magazine. Hips that could break a car door in half. And breasts that look better than sugar loaf on a winter day. Shoulders that could support a Mack truck and 50 Italian butchers. A neck that cascades like a waterfall, and a face that would stop a ship if the ship were to be stopped by a face. Lips that are as thick as Angelina Jolie's lips, having hit a wall and bruising greatly. And there she stands, her eyes as large as melons, her melons as large as her eyes. And there she stands. I gaze upon her. She moves forward toward my desk. With one swift motion of my left leg, I kick the chair away from the desk. She looks at me, she looks at the chair. She decides to sit down. She sits back. As she does, she thrusts forward those two mountainous regions on her chest. Her lips part, and she says the magic words that I've been waiting to hear all day. Are you a private dick? To which I respond, no. Everybody knows I'm a dick. But that would make me a public dick. She said to me, I heard you're a pretty good dick. To which I responded, I am. We sit facing each other, staring at each other for hours, what seemed like hours, but was actually months. Finally, she leans forward, her lips part, her tongue comes out, and inside is a cherry with its stem tied. And I sit back and I say to myself, yes, this is the life. My right hand touches the knob of my desk drawer. Had you fooled, didn't I? And I pull the knob back, the drawer opens, and inside is a bottle of whiskey. Aged like there's been no aging before. I've had that in my drawer since 1827, before I was even born. I uncork the bottle. Poured into dirty glasses that have been used to kill flies, lipstick stains all over it, but yet I pour the alcohol into the glasses. Next thing I know, thing I know, she's showing pictures of her dog to me. That is so hot. We end up entangled on the floor, having wild, passionate sex. The kind of sex people don't have anymore, because you can't get this kind of sex in a store. You can't get this kind of sex in a butcher shop, or in a movie theater, or at a carnival, or at an airplane hangar. No. The sex is only in a private dick's office. She puts her clothes back on. I put her clothes back on as well. She stands up, lays a finger inside of her nose, turns around, and up the chimney she rose. And I heard her exclaim as she walked out of sight, "You are one hell of a private dick. Good night." Ladies and gentlemen, my God, it is definitely, without question, a sex day here on the big show.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But these days, you'll find me knocking out customers with the food at my restaurant, Betty's Cupcakes.
And that would be headshots.
Headshots. Take it from me, every meal we serve at Weedy World.
Headshots.
At headshots. is a world champion. Whether you're a lightweight, middleweight, or a heavyweight like me, bring your appetite to Charlie's Bait and Smokes.
Bobby, let's try headshots.
Two headshots. Try our new spicy chicken piazzole or some classic meatballs. And do you know where you'll find the juiciest, tenderest steaks in town? That's right, the Pet Depot.
Headshots again.
Headshots. We serve up a 28-ounce porterhouse that'll hit you so hard, you won't remember eating it. So treat yourself to a night out soon at Wo Hop Fung's Authentic Chinese Laundry.
Wow, so wrong on so many levels. Headshots.
That's right, headshots. Every Thursday night, get 10% off when you mention my name, Bobby Marone. I'll see you soon at Mistress Elena's Domination Dungeon.
That explains so much, but headshots.
Headshots. You know, maybe we ought to start writing these things down.
That would be what the paper in your hand is for, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it, too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Love's an interesting thing, and we're not really talking about love today. We're talking about prostitution. Prostitution has nothing to do with love whatsoever. We're talking about, I don't know, just having a good time in the physical manner. And it's tough to talk about because it's difficult to talk about because some people don't like to talk about it. And I get it. It's kind of weird. It's kind of strange. I want to play this before we talk to Dennis Hoff, the pimp. believe me, that's going to be fascinating. And many of you are going to start booking excursions to Nevada, I have a feeling, after the interview. This is I love this thing. It is gold to me. I play it a lot, but it's just so much fun. There is an actual lawyer who practices in Florida and Rhode Island, and he cut a commercial. It is real. It's not a comedy commercial. It is real. This guy is saying that, and he's speaking to guys. He's saying, if you want to get divorced and you want to sue your spouse and, you know, tick her for all she's worth, and I guess and vice versa, he's the lawyer for you. Now, this is a real commercial. Yeah, and that's real music. This is a real commercial, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding you. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller. I've been a trial lawyer in Florida and Massachusetts since 1985. If you and your spouse hate each other like poison and want to get out of the hellhole you call a marriage, you've come to the right place. Look, you can waste your money screwing around with some paper pusher paralegal type, give thousands of dollars to some piece of crap three-piece suit downtown, blow your brains out trying to figure out why you wasted 25 bucks on the crappy forms you bought from the illiterate boob at the courthouse, or do what I say and do it now. We know what we're doing here. Look at this website, a work of art. Here's the story. Pay us a little and we get you a lot. Don't worry about the details. We'll take care of business and let you know when to crack open the champagne. Okay, time to move on. Go to the Get the Divorce page in the upper right corner, pay up, and you're on your way to getting rid of that vermin you call a spouse. We're here to help. Divorce EZ, a Florida law firm.
Unbelievable. Hey guys, you looking for a good night, a good time? My name is Susie. You can call me at 1-800-SUSIE-LIES-BACKWARDS. I'll show you a good time, guys. I'm not your mama's boy. I'm not your daddy's girl. I'm someone who wants to have fun. And I do it on the phone. Give me a call. I'll talk sex and dirty words to you over the phone. I can't touch you, you can't see me, but I'll say things to you that make no sense whatsoever. And if you're weird enough, you'll find that to be attractive. Give me a call. My name is Susie. I know my voice sounds low, but maybe I'm a guy, but who cares? You're just looking for the words. So one thing I never understood, and maybe there's something wrong with me, I never understood phone sex. I never could get the concept of that, where someone calls somebody else, and I guess it's more exciting if you don't know who they are and your mind can kind of fantasize as to what they look like and who they are. But usually it's better if it's a total stranger or I don't know. But I guess you say dirty words to each other and you suggest dirty things that you do to each other. And for some reason, that's supposed to excite you to the point of orgasm over the phone. Never, ever got there, really. I've never done it, but I can't imagine it doing anything. What a wonderful way to make money for somebody, though, I suppose. I mean, if you get unlimited talk time, I guess you can make a lot of money. I don't understand the lure of someone talking dirty on the phone. I mean, to me, that'd be more annoying than a telemarketer, and that's like really annoying. Okay, it's time to speak to Dennis Hoff. And Chrissy Summers is with him, his supposed girlfriend, who is decades younger. And he runs the Bunny Ranch and other similar locations out of Nevada where prostitution is legal. He calls himself the P.T. Barnum of Booty. And let's speak to him now. Let's raise him here. Ms. Hoff is the author of Art of the Pimp, and he's joined by Chrissy Summer, who's a former University of Michigan cheerleader and a PhD candidate and former Bunny Ranch employee. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great. This is interesting. So this is the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch, featured on the HBO Cat House series, and the book is the Judith Regan book.
And so it's fascinating. A very popular destination for many celebrities, I understand.
Absolutely, it's on most people's to-do list, and from around the world. You know, the TV show's in 64 countries now.
Yes, very, very popular. Now, the ranch is located where exactly?
In northern Nevada. I have 7 locations, but the Bunny Ranch is in northern Nevada, right between Reno and Lake Tahoe, Carson City, the capital of Nevada.
Yay. And I guess the first question that anybody would be asking is how is it legal?
Well, it started in Virginia City with a Comstock Lode. Mark Twain was the editor of the newspaper in the 1850s, and there was 20,000 miners there, and the mining companies asked the girls from the Midwest and the East to come in there and supply some entertainment.
And yeah, so, but in this day and age, with all the crazy laws, but it's still legal to have a brothel in Nevada?
Still legal in certain places, not Las Vegas or Reno,
right.
But in our county, it is legal, and it's licensed. My place, it's our 60th year anniversary. It opened up in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
The business became legal in 1972. I came in there with Andy Kaufman around 77. I bought the place in 92 and went on to make it the most famous place in the world.
Yeah. I mean, yes. And Chrissy, you're his girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
All right. And how does this, were you a part of the ranch? Is that how you met?
Yes, Yeah, I actually used to work there. I went there to pay off my school loans, actually, and now I'm working on my PhD. But yeah, that's how I actually met him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the best thing that HBO ever did for me, is she was a fan.
Are there many visitors to the ranch that prefer not to be public that they're visitors?
Absolutely. We've got blacked out limos. We've got a back door. We've got VIP areas where politicians and celebrities can come in there, and all the rock stars when they're traveling. Yeah. Everybody stops by the Bunny Ranch once in a while.
And I bet, Dennis and Chrissy, that they just have the times of their lives.
Yes.
Well, it is. It's just fun, and that's what it's about. And get back, Kaufman coined that phrase, not just sex and adventure. And it's more about the adventure than it is anything else.
So, is it easy? A lot of people wouldn't understand that you can be in love and yet also have other interests.
I understand it because I see it every day of my life, and I've lived it. You know, I'm a guy that of course enjoys girls and wants to have a good time. So I can be in love, but there's nothing better than having an emotional involvement and great sex. But if you can't have both, one or the other is okay.
Do you have a Viagra dispensing machine in the lobby?
We should have it set up. We get a Viagra drip where you can just sit there and have a beer and be on a Viagra drip. You know, actually, I have three girls there. One's named Levitra, one's Cialis, and one's Viagra.
Perfect, perfect. So, The Art of the Pimp is in book form, and tell me about the book.
Well, it's a tell-all. It's all the behind scenes of our television show. It's all the inner workings. It's my personal life, my travels, my destinations, my trials and tribulations. It's about celebrities that come there. Chrissy has a chapter in there telling her entire story. It's the most honest book that anyone will ever read, per Judith Regan, the publisher.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is the book's already out?
It's already out, and you can go to bunnyranch.com, and it'll tell you all the major booksellers are selling it. It's number one in its category already, and it's just been on the market for four or 5 days.
You have to read it. It's amazing.
I think it's going to be the new 57,000 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
And better. It's absolutely better because the girls are going to tell all the stories of what happens in the rooms and all the craziness and they're telling it all. I'm telling the girls of the world what it takes to keep their men happy because there's a lot of people out there that relationships aren't good and we know how to improve it.
I bet. Dennis, are there any like rules involved when people visit the ranch?
Well, you have to have fun.
Yeah, okay.
That's number one.
Be respectful, I would say.
Be respectful. Have fun, those are the two major rules. I tell the girls, and have fun, make money. That's the rules for the girls. That's number one thing in the rule book. Have fun, make money. Because unless they're having fun, they're not going to make any money. And unless they're making money, they're not going to have any fun.
Right. Would you liken it to a respectable, fantastic strip club?
Well, except that we're not teasing people. I look at the strip club business as a, it's a come-on, you know? How's the stripper say goodbye? I'll be right back, honey.
Yeah.
And the Bunny Ranch is not about that. In fact, when HBO came there in 2001, they looked it over and they said, this is real. Uh-huh. This is honest. And it's what needs to happen all over America.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a serious problem right there in Boston with the illegal prostitution business. The only ones that make any money off of it is the criminals.
Right.
And it's a terrible, terrible, disgusting business until you legalize it. Same way with the liquor business and marijuana also now.
Do you have bodyguards at the ranch? Because I would assume that there are some people that arrive, especially the crazy, freaked out rock stars, who might get out of hand.
Well, we've got 50 beautiful girls with high heels, and they can be real tough.
Oh, yeah. One of those heels in the eye, and you're done.
Absolutely. Chrissy Chrissy's the head of our security team.
Yeah. Chrissy, how long have you been at the ranch? What year did you first set your feet your heels onto the ranch?
Yeah, no, I started there in December of 2013, uh-huh. and I worked there for a few months. It took me a few months to pay off my school loan,
yep.
and now I'm retired. I'm actually working on my doctorate degree at a school in San Francisco.
Wow, okay. So
that's what I like to see. I like to see girls come in there with goals and achieve their goals, mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, Chrissy needed to pay off these school loans so she could go out back and work on her master's, and now she's not too long from being Dr. Summers.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow, cool. You titled the book The Art of the Pimp, and I'm assuming that you consider the phrase pimp not to be a negative one, as most people might look at it.
Ron, thank you for asking, because I hate the word pimp, and I hate pimps, and I hate what they stand for. It's tongue-in-cheek. Uh-huh. I've got a great sense of humor, and I know what I do, mm-hmm. But the last thing I am is a pimp. It's just a tongue-in-cheek remark and title that's getting everybody's attention. It's number one in its category right now because I tell it all. I tell everything that's really happening there, good, bad, and ugly.
And your nickname, the P.T. Barnum of Booty, which I think is very, very cool.
Well, Larry Flint gave me that. And he calls me the P.T. Barnum of Booty. He also calls me the Pimp Master General of America. He'd like to see me wearing that whole coat with all the medals on it, like Jocelyn Elders or C. Everett Koop.
Yeah. And so there's six other locations besides the main one.
Absolutely. I have three, an hour out of Las Vegas, and I have four right between Reno and Lake Tahoe in the capital, and that's where the world-famous Bunny Ranch is. In fact, it was a stop on the Pony Express Trail in 1860 and 1861.
Why wouldn't it be? Especially if you're going to spend all day on a horse, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, if we wanted to follow you and find out more about Chrissy and yourself, is there a website or some way to follow and find out about the ranch?
Yes, bunnyranch.com. The book's available in Barnes & Noble and every major seller. And, of course, Chrissy?
Yes, I have a Twitter, ChrissySummers88, and that's K-R-I-S-S-Y. And then I also have ChrissySummers.com. I'm working on my website and throwing new pictures up there, so just take a look at that.
Sounds like a whole ball of fun, and you know what? Life should be a whole ball of fun. So, congrats to the both of you. And
Thank you,
Ron. We want to get you out there sometime. Broadcasting live from the Bunny Ranch.
That's an excellent idea. The Art of the Pimp, Dennis Hoff and Chrissy joining him. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Take care.
Bye.
Wow, man. I don't know. In a way, it's cool. In another way, it's not. It's weird. I don't know. Sounds like they're having fun. That's all I can say to you. Anyway, that's our sex show for today. Wasn't all that sexy, but, you know, I downloaded the sexy music. Why not do a sex show? And I thank Dennis Hoff and Chrissy Summers for joining us today. And I thank you for listening. I'll be back again the next weekday that we encounter. Until then, I wish you peace. I bet today's show really made you feel sexy.
Whatever.
All right, fine.